Okay, today is Daf Tes. We're on Ches Lamed Beis, bottom line. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Menucha Freida, Bas Yaakov Yehuda.
What's today's Hebrew day?
Eighth.
Her yard said it's today, Ches Nisan, and Neshama should have an Aliyah. Amar Rabba. Rabba, what? Oh, interesting. Amar Rabba. Rabba said like this, Shachat Sipor, Me'erev Yontif. If you shecht a bird on Erev Yontif, ain mechasin oso b'yontif. You don't do kisidam on Yontif. We had said earlier in the Masechta, the machlokes, between Beshar and Betilel, do you do kisidam at all on Yontif? Everyone holds it to do kisidam. You didn't prepare it, shouldn't shecht. If you did, it's a story, but you have it. But if you shecht an Erev Yontif, for sure you can't do kisidam on Yontif. That's for sure not.
You
were prepared. Yeah, exactly.
What's the problem?
What? So Rashi says, l'chatzos mibod yom. You should have done it on time, on yesterday. U'mishum amnuei mishum simchas yantav leka. What kind of simchas yantav is there? Mishum lo mechatze dam, lo mechaser tzipor la'achila. What does that mean?
Lo mitzar.
Lo mitzar, tzipor la'achila. It's not mutter. Right?
Still,
you're allowed to eat it. So you eat it. So you didn't do Kisei Dam. Still allowed to eat it. So it's not Simchas Yontif. It's not Simchas Yontif issue. And so you blew a mitzvah. Okay,
tell you. Let's say you're all prepared with the dirt and everything's ready and I just forget. I want to decide to do tomorrow and you didn't do it today. What's the problem doing it?
What's the problem? We're going to get dirt? Yeah, or we're going to get earth from?
No, he set it aside before. He's a mound of dirt.
I don't know. Let's see the next one. Galgal Isa me'erev Yontif. What if you made a dough on Erev Yontif? Mafrish bimenu chalaso b'yontif. So you can be mafrish chala on Yontif. Says Rashi. Top Rashi. Af agaf. Ditnan lekhamon. Even though we're going to learn later on. Elu hein mishum shavus. The following things you're not allowed to do on Yontif. They're awesome, but they're a bun on. What are those? Ein magbi in trumos ma'is with b'yontif. You don't give trumas and ma'aser on Yontif. Why? Because it looks like tikkun. It's a halachic tikkun. V'hanami k'trumas dagan danya. Now it's giving chala is like truma. Why? Shehayo yachal afrisho me'erev Yontif. You could have done it yesterday. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, mafrish. You're allowed to. Why? Shelo gazru al trumas isa. Because they didn't make the gzeira of not being mafresh, trumas and maizmas on dough, mishum shahare, because mutter legalgala biyantif, you can do it now on yantif. Va'af la'afosa k'delechol paschama, you're allowed to bake. I want very fresh bread. It was baked yesterday. That's not fresh. That's yesterday. I want today. I could bake today, and if I bake today, I'm allowed to bake today. I can't harvest today. So I can't give right. I can't winnow and all do all those things today. But baking I can do today. So I can do it on Yontif, I can be mafreshed it on Yontif. Since I can do it on Yontif, I can be mafreshed it even if I didn't bake it on Yontif. That raises the, what's the difference between that and Shechita? There's no difference. The difference is Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam is an extra step. Avud Shmuel Amar, Afilu Gagal Itzim Erev Yontif, Ein Mafresh Haymen Chalal Sabi Yontif. He says no. He says you can't.
The difference is that
challah,
you can't eat the
challah
until you're mafreshed.
Challah, you can't
eat.
And the
shechita
you can eat without kisei adam.
It makes
a
difference by the
shechita,
but the challah does.
Right. Okay. Lema pligi de Shmuel ad avua de. Let's say Shmuel argues on a statement of his own father. Right? Why? Avua de Shmuel just said that there's no difference between shechita and Isa. There's no difference. They're both not allowed. Right. What's not allowed? Again, Erev Yontif to do it on Yontif. Yeah. However, to Amar Shmuel said, Chalas Chutz La'aretz, Chala of Chutz La'aretz, Okel V'holech, you can eat, V'yachakach Mafresh. You can mafresh it at the end. You don't have to mafresh it at the beginning. You can mafresh it at the end. Says Rashi, Okel V'holech, it's the Rashi of Okel V'holech, call a pass. You can eat the entire pass. Umeshayer, and you can leave over kedechala umafrisha ba'achrona. Right? In other words, I make a dough. I can eat 98% of it, and then leave the 2% for challah. Again, you can't do that with anything else, really. Alma, what do you see? Hafrashasa shalolot zorechi. You don't even have to do an hafrasha. Velo have a hafrasha. It's not even a hafrasha. V'amafrash b'yantav, eno kimisakin. If you do it on yantav, you're not doing anything. Right? The letzar, kishar, hakbas, truma. We should be asked like we do other trumas. The gozer bar rabbanon, they nira kimisakin. The rabbanon made it there, it looks like it. Hey, I'm doing anything. Enjoy. Eat up. I make sure you leave over a little bit. So now Shmuel's father who said you can't do this on Yontif, obviously doesn't agree with Shmuel, his own son. Doesn't hold like this. Right? Wouldn't hold him such a heter. Right? Amar Rava, Rava says, well, not necessarily true. Milo modesh Shmuel, Shim Kara Olav Shem, Sha'asra Lazar. But wouldn't Shmuel agree? What if he did it? I don't have to do it. I can eat and leave over at the end. And what if I didn't do that? What if I thought it was just like Truma? And I said, okay, that 2% over there in that basket, that's challah. What, there's no challah in that basket? The challah is not challah on that basket? Of course it is. You don't have to do it. But if you did it, of course it works. Therefore what? Says Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Afal pi, she'eino tzorech la'afrisha, even though you don't have to, im kara olav shem, Shachal Allah Hashem Chala Vasur Luzar. It has the status of Chala and a Zor can't eat it. Only a Kohen can eat it. Alma, what do you see? Shem Truma Aleha. Of course it's considered Truma. The Issa Bechlal ain't might be in a Truma Samaritan's beyond it. And it falls into the category of, well, you can't do that on Yom Tov. So Shmuel's father doesn't necessarily have to disagree with his son. Don't have to disagree. Okay. Not an easy daf today. Next. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, "Ein molichin es hasulam mishovach l'shovach." You cannot bring the ladder. You cannot carry a ladder, move a ladder from one shovach. One, they translate a dovecot. It's not a trap. It's where they live. It's a coop, but they're usually perched up on a pole. So you want to get them? You have a ladder. Now, where are we talking about? We're talking about Shas Ravim, Shas Yachid. We'll see that in the Gemara. Very simple. Beishamai says you're not allowed to do this. Aval matehu mechalon lechalon mechalon. Let's say you have a chick, it's perched up on a pole, and let's say there's four of them on one pole in each direction, and the ladder is facing north, and they want to move it facing south. So that you can do. Ubeis Hillel matirim. Beis Hillel says you can move the ladder from here to there. You can move down the block to the other one. That you can do. Beishamai says you can't do that. Beishamai says, but when you're in the same coop called Shovach, you can move the ladder from here to move it 2 feet, so it should be in the other entrance. Why would you do that? Because there are birds in the other entrance that you want. That you can do. Beis Hillel says you can move the whole ladder. You can move it down the block. It's okay. Now we're talking about down the block, and it's just Ravim. But now we're going to see in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chan and Bar Ami, Machlokis per Shus Ravim. The Machlokis is in a Rosh Hashanah. What's going on? The Beishamai Savri, Haroa, Omer, Lotiach, Gago, Hutzarach. The whole question is Mar Zayin. Beishamai says, what is this guy doing with a ladder down this, walking down the street on Yom Tov? What is he doing with a ladder? He's fixing his roof. What a bum. Right? Fixing his roof on Yom Tov. What a lousy guy. Right? That's what he's doing? Walking around with a ladder? Ubeishil Savri, no. Shovacho Mochiachalov. Well, people will watch. And they'll see. He moved the ladder to the chicken coop. He's not fixing. He's not doing any averas. He just moved the ladder to get the birds. What are they getting the birds for? To eat them. Right? He's going to shack them and eat them. It seems a little bit that... It's a very good question. It's an excellent question. We're going to touch on it a little bit in by the end of the Gemara. The end of the page.
That question is,
You're right. In economy, it's a question of maritime in general, right? Avol. I think we'll get to the answer at the end of the page. It's a good question. Avol bereshus yachid, but if it's in a reshus yachid, they're called mutter. But I want to move my ladder around from one side of my backyard to the other side of my backyard. What's the issue? Someone's going to see. It's my own private property. Right? Not an issue. Everybody Shama would agree you could do it.
There's no cow in here?
What?
It's
Yontif.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The ladder is specifically used for dovecotes.
Correct.
It's not a regular ladder.
Right. So Beishamai's choshesh that people will think you're fixing your roof, which is something you shouldn't be doing on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
At the end of the week, we're going to get to the topic of carrying things, like, you know, carrying a machzor and carrying a baby, and that's the whole big sukkah. That's at the end of the week. Which in a place where there's an air doesn't really come up, because you have an air anyway. What? And we're used to it, right. What? Correct. No, I'm going to carry a master for no purpose. For no purpose. What does that mean, no purpose? So we'll see that on later in the week.
We just answered that we're talking about Yom Tov, not Shabbos, so what we should say Yom Tov.
No chashash, people are going to think you're fixing your roof. No marasayan. You're on your own private property.
So
no one sees you.
But you're allowed to carry the ladder.
The issue isn't carrying. The issue isn't carrying. That's not what Beishamai said. We're going to get to that question. The Gemara's going to answer that question in a minute. Look at this London. Look at this big London over here. So okay. So far so good? Any, is that true? V'amar of Yehuda Marav, call Makom Sha'asu Chachamim if they marasayin. Afil b'chadish chadar maser. 1 second. If something's asr because of marasayin, if something, here we go, here's a good way to ask you a question. If something's asr because of marasayin, it's also even in chadish chadar. Even in private. Even if it's locked up in your inner chamber, it's still asr. If it's a question of Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi here. Right? So the answer is, Tanoihi, Tzemachlokas Tanoim. Okay? Tzemachlokas Tanoim. What's a Machlokas Tanoim? This issue about Chedri Chadarm is a Machlokas Tanoim. Ditanya. You have a bright like this. A guy, it's like weather like today. It's pouring rain. A guy gets all his clothing dirty, wet, it's soaking wet. So he wants to lay them out to dry. So can he lay them out to dry on Shabbos? People will think he washed his clothes on Shabbos. Now to wash the clothes on Shabbos. People will think that. So, shotrin bechama, you're allowed to let them dry out in the sun. Avalo kineged ha'am. But you can't do it in front of everybody. You want to do it in your backyard or in your bathroom. No one's going to see that. You want to lay raincoat. No one's going to see that. Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't apply by raincoat anyway. It only applies by clothing that are not made for the rain. Right? Not raincoats, which are made for the rain. Right? Makes sense. So this Tana here says it's okay. Make sure people don't see. Why? Because they're not choshesh for chadri chadar. It's okay. Don't do it when everyone's going to see. People are going to think you're some kind of bum. But if it's in private, it's okay. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Osrin, they author. So Rav, Rav Yehuda, not Rav. Yeah. So. This when we started off, Amar of Chanan Bar Ami, that said the Machlokas is about a Rishus HaRabim, will hold that in Chedri Chadarim it's okay. Okay? Ikad Yomri, others say like this, Amar of Chanan Bar Ami, this is the same Rav Chanan, same man, Machlokas Rishus HaYachid, the whole Machlokas is in a Rishus HaYachid. What's going on? The Beishamai Islahud Rav Yehuda Marav. Beishamai holds like Rav Yehuda Marav. What does Beishamai hold to Kavuta Marav? Beishamai is choshesh, even b'chadri chadarim. Therefore, you can't even use your ladder in your own backyard. Ubeit Hillel less luhud of Yehuda Marav, and Beit Hillel does not hold like Yehuda Marav. Therefore, in your backyard, it's okay. Aval Rishus Harabim, divrei kol aser. But in Rishus Harabim, everyone would agree it's aser. Why? Because even Beit Hillel would agree it's marzayin now, according to this. Has nothing to do with carrying. It's all marasayan issue. Why is this guy walking with a ladder in the middle of the street on Yontif? What's he doing on Yontif with a ladder? It must be. He's a construction worker. He's doing work on Yontif. It must be. Lema, Rav, Amar ki Beishamai. So how does it come out now? That Rav holds like Beishamai? Why does Rav hold like Beishamai? What does Rav hold like Beishamai?
I just said that because he holds, Beishamai holds, he's choshesh for...
Exactly, exactly. Which is a funny thing. Rashi says a very interesting thing. He says, it's in the Rashi of Omar Vudam Arav. It's up, it's more, it's not where we said it, but it's a little up. Rashi says, V'kasha derav adarav tanan. We're bringing a kasha on Rav himself. What? No. V'kasha derav adarav adarav kanan. How could Rav Chanan say something against Rav? Afal gav, the Rav Amorahu, even though he's an Amora, sometimes say he's a Tana also, but really he's an Amora Rav. Makshi minei, we're still going to ask, how could someone argue with Rav? Bibnei, Shadar, Sharabon shall call Bnei Agola. He was the Gadol Adar. Hayy Bidara, Chus Mishmuel, except for Shmuel. So how could anyone argue with Rav? You're not Shmuel. You're a regular Amora. How are you arguing with Rav? Rav's so great. If you're Shmuel, okay. Interesting, Rashi. So Gemara is asking, how could someone argue on Rav? How do you argue? What do you come off arguing on Rav? What are you, Shmuel? Rav is the God of Ladar. I know. It's an interesting Rashi.
And he loses.
It's interesting Rashi.
Yeah, he loses. Yochanan was Israeli.
First of all, Rav was in both.
Rav, right.
That's first of all. Second of all, it's an interesting Rashi. It doesn't really carry out in all cases throughout Shas.
Because when Rav argues with Rabbi Yochanan, he loses.
So maybe Rav is saying, but Rabbi Chanan is no Rabbi Yochanan. He only said Shmuel. Maybe he meant that caliber. By the way, you have it many times. You know, you'll have I'm talking about a certain type of a rabbi of a shul. Not a top tier. You have some rabbi, and he argued under Moshe Feinstein. So where does he come off arguing under Moshe Feinstein? He's not a caliber like an arguing under Moshe Feinstein. Oh, so Rabbi Moshe said, "Oh, I say I tell my misbalim, it's a different thing." When do you come off? And you have no one else to rely on.
Both ways, also.
Right. So you have no one else to rely on. You hear what I'm saying? But Rabbi Rashi's driving that. Where does this guy come off arguing on the Gadol Adar? Well, who are you? You're not on that caliber. You're on that caliber, of course. What, once Rav Moshe says something, you can't argue with him? Yes, Rav Shlomo Zalman's allowed to, and Rav Avadja, all the Gedolim on that level. Or some guy, some rabbi, some shul, in you know? Oh, I say different. What do you... You hear what I'm saying? That's sort of what Rashi's getting at. Right? So, turns out that Rav holds like Rav Chanan, like Beishamai, Tanoihi, Tamachokas Tanoia. The Tanya, I'm not sure how to understand this Gemara. It's very Rashi, gigantic. I don't understand it. Tanoihi, it's a mechalkas tanoim. What does that mean? The Tanya, shotrin bechama avolok neged ha'am, v'belodz v'reb Shimon osrin. How do we end off? Beishamai doesn't. Rav doesn't hold like Beishamai. I'm not sure how to make it make sense.
No, they also
don't
like
Rav
Shimon.
What?
That is his own opinion.
That is his own opinion.
Rav Shimon also agree with him.
Right. Okay. So this is what I think about Maharaj Zion. It's not what I think. This is basically what I said. Let's say you're at a rest stop. You're at a rest stop. And you see a frum person wearing a yarmulke and he walks to McDonald's. You can be down the kafschos. He's supposed to be down the kafschos. He's using the men's room. He's using the men's room. But let's say you see him sitting at the table eating food. But he's eating kosher food. He went over to the manager and said, "Can I please use the table? I have nowhere to sit." The manager said, "It's no problem. You could use, I know you people don't eat McDonald's, but you can sit by my table." And they're eating their own sandwiches. Isn't that maritime?
Yeah.
That's the difference. You're doing a mutter thing in the place where something else is being normally done. Going to the men's room is not usher. Walking into McDonald's is not usher either. So what's the Mara sign? He went into men's room. We walked into the McDonald's at the rest stop, and therefore he's an Avarian. No, Bidana Kafschos. He went to the men's room. However, if you see him sitting there eating, that's exactly what you do at McDonald's. You eat. So what's he doing? He's eating kosher food. That's Mara sign. He shouldn't do that. The burden is on him, not on me. I can be Dalek Haskos all I want. Look what he's doing. He's making it very hard for me, Dalek Haskos. Because he's doing an act which mamash looks usher. Which I do. No, he's really eating his own food and the manager said it's okay.
Yeah.
That's very far-fetched.
Right.
That's so... Why?
That.
Why? It's very, because you're doing the action. It's a different, you hear the big chiller. It makes a lot of sense. If you walk in, just stop walking, be down the kavschos, and that's not even maritime. The guy's got to use the men's room, he's allowed to. Not doing anything wrong. There's no avera to walk in. But there's no, by the way, there's no avera to eat kosher food in McDonald's either.
Correct.
But it's maritime.
Right.
Why? Because it looks a lot worse.
Why isn't it down the kavschos? He's eating his own food.
Because it's so far-fetched.
I would take it one step
How back. Do I know he's eating his own food?
The counter and they see him give him a tray. Then I would say you got a case of our sign, but the guy sitting at a table eating,
what do you,
could be eating his own food.
So no one took it that far. They didn't take it that far. Right? The guy's sitting there eating his own food. It's Marzayin. That's exactly, it's such a thing called Marzayin.
Yeah.
Right? You shouldn't do things. What does Marzayin mean? It's when you do an action that is the same action that's
Right, the action
is
what you do in a restaurant, you eat. So if you see
him
eating,
you're exactly. What do you want from the guy? I can be Dalakhas Khos. He's really eating kosher food. It's you want to be some tzaddik, some chavetz chayim, you could be. It's not. Most people wouldn't say that. Most people wouldn't say that.
Why you want to take it?
But you know what? It happens all the time. You go to the rest stop and you see. We all the time it happens. Whenever we go, and my kids are like, what's that person doing on that line? Maybe he's getting a coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe he's getting a coffee. Maybe he's in the men's room. Right. Imagine you walk in and you see a frum family sitting at McDonald's eating food. What are you going to tell your kids? They're eating kosher food.
Yeah,
it's so far-fetched. It's just so far-fetched.
I've seen that before. From family sitting at a place eating food, which was actually trace, but you know, you sit there, my kid picked it, pointed out. It's not
how many times you go to a business meeting and you're in a crepe restaurant and you don't want to sit there eating nothing, so you bring your own whatever.
In a restaurant, that never happens.
Zero times.
Not in a restaurant. Maybe in a conference.
In a conference.
A conference is not a restaurant.
No, they do have restaurants. I don't know.
In a restaurant?
I think it's
interesting. Okay.
I got to tell you, it's so obvious that you're not eating kosher food because you're fasting.
Exactly. Listen, I can't tell you, you know, if things are different now in Manhattan, but that's the general parameters, which I think are true, no? Those general parameters hold true. Okay.
The conference I go to, they say, you want kosher food, you eat kosher.
They have me also, and everyone's sitting there eating like, and they give us a little bag.
Yeah.
I understand. I've been to those. Okay.
At a restaurant.
Okay. Next. Masnisin. Okay. Masnisin Deloki Haitana on top of my base. Masnisin Deloki
Haitana.
Go back
1 second. I'll give you a great example.
Yeah.
We used to go to Epcot.
Yeah.
In Epcot, you can order kosher food for yourself to be delivered to any restaurant in place.
Everybody knows that.
No, the Marzayin is only applies to frum Jews.
Huh?
It only applies to Jews. If a goy says, "Look at that Jew," he's such a hypocrite. That's not Marzayin.
No, I'm not worried about the guy. I'm worried about another Jew.
Right.
Every Jew knows.
No. Jews have
no. Because somebody told me that was such a thing. I didn't know
about it. How long ago was that?
I didn't know that when Itzy went to and told me about it. If I would have seen somebody before Itzy told me you can get kosher food in that place, in a million years I would have been kosher the guy's eating tripe.
Well,
okay. I hear you.
It only applies to a frum Jew. Keep that in mind.
And it only applies when you're doing
No, it
doesn't
apply
to a
non-religious Jew.
I don't know. But they don't know anything. It only applies with the miser that you're doing raises a suspicion. Which is why walking in doesn't raise a suspicion. But eating does. Okay. Masnisin, that's the best answer I can give you. Why do you want to expect people to be down the kavschos in all cases? I don't know.
I think on the first glance you should be down the kavschos. If you find out differently, then it's a different story.
Okay.
I think on the first glance it's possible.
By the way, by Marisai, you're never doing anything wrong. You're doing you're not doing anything wrong. It looks like you're doing something wrong.
Exactly.
You're not doing anything wrong. The answer is, don't make people have like mental gymnastics to try to come with crazy things while you're really doing something right. So don't do the action.
I see.
Don't do it. That's all I'm saying.
I see.
Masnisin Deloki Haitana. Our Mishnah can't be like the following. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that Beishamah said you can't move the ladder and Beithilah said you can. It's very simple, right? Beishamah said you can't carry the ladder across either Rishas Rab or Rishas Yachid. The Sillas said you can. The Shammai agreed you can move the ladder in the same Dalet Amos where it is. Masnisin, the Loki High Times. Our Mishnah can't be like the following. The Tanya. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Modim b'shamayu b'et Hillel. They both agree. Shemolichem es hashuva es hasul b'shavach l'shavach. Then you can carry the ladder from one shavach to another. B'shamayu never said that. No, lo nachlaku ella lahachzir. The only question is, can you bring the ladder back? Shebeishame omrim ein nachzirin, or we'd say, oh, I'm not nachzirin. You can even bring the ladder back. That's not what our Mishnah said at all. That's not what our Mishnah said at all. This Tana, this explanation, cannot be what our Mishnah said. Very, very simple. So far, we're very simple. Very simple, right? Very simple. This was said by Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because there's going to be three other Tanoim now that are going to make it more complicated. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said something very simple.
Is that isn't the answer to the famous question? Why did the ladder cross the road to get to the chicken coop thing?
Yeah, what?
Where did the say Rav Shimon ben Elazar?
Right here, on top of, right here. Amar, Masnishin Zolik in the Tanya. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar.
Right.
Amar of Yehuda. Now Rav Yehuda comes along. The Medivar Mamurim. When is all that true? When is all what true? When is all that true, what Rav Shimon ben Elazar just said? Right? That's Besulam Shal Shovach. That's by a sulam of a shovach, a special ladder that only they used for chicken coops. Aval sulam shal aliyah, but stam a ladder to go to the attic. Devi are called usher. Everyone agrees it's usher. Make sense? He was tana number two. Tana number three. Rabdosa Omar. Rabdosa says, matehu mechalon lechalon. Well, you can move the ladder from window to window. Okay? Number four, Acherim Omrim Mishum Rav Dosa. Acherim say in the name of Rav Dosa, Af Medadin Bo. I'm not sure what that means in English. What does Medadin mean?
You can walk a ladder.
You can walk the ladder. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. It's another thing of moving the ladder. How many Tanaim do we have here? Four. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Dosa, and Acher in the name of Rav Dosa. Four different Tanaim here. Okay? Now, each one was more makel than the one before him. Right? Each one. Now we get a story which has all these four going to come into play. B'nai Rav Chiya, Nafik L'Kriyasa. B'nai Rav Chiya went somewhere. Kiyasa, when they came back, Amalhu and Avuhon, the father said to them, Rav Chiya said to his children, Klo Amai Sebal Yedchem. Any shayles come up while you guys were away? Any shayles come up? Amrulo, yeah. Sulam Bal Liyadenu. We had a shayle about a ladder. Vidrenu, we mattered it. Amalahem, so Rav Chiya go tell them, Se'u v'asu mashi hitartem. Go ask them what you mattered. You guys made a mistake. What's going on? In hu savor, they thought, who's they? The sons. The sons thought, Midika Amar of Yehuda. Since Rav Yehuda said, Besulam shel aliyah lo pligi. Since Rav Yehuda said, that they're not arguing on a sulam shel aliyah. Everybody agreed, it's a sulam shel aliyah, it's asur. Michlal, the Tanakama, Savar, Pligi, which implied that the Tanakama held. Who's the Tanakama? Rav Shimon ben Elazar held that Beisham and Beis Hillel, even arguing on a Sulam Shel Aliyah, and this case was a Sulam Shel Aliyah, right? So he deducted, since Rav Yehuda said that, it must be the Tanakama holds that. But we go like Beis Hillel, that said it's okay. So I'll say it's okay. Right? Velohi, that's not true. Rabbi Yehuda, Taimei, the Tanakama, Hamafarish. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't coming to argue on the Tanakama. He was explaining the Tanakama. Okay? So when the Tanakama said that the only machlokas is about returning a ladder, Tanakama, and Yehuda was saying, and by the way, the Tanakama also included in that statement is that if it's a Sulam Shel Aliyah, everyone holds a tzatzar. He wasn't arguing on the Tanakhama, he was explaining it. Okay? Now Tosfos asks on top, Vim Tomar, V'hakol Makom D'Tani Bameh L'Chalok. Right? So, but don't we have a rule that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Bameh Dvar Murim, he means to be Mechalek? So that's Tosfos, it's only in the Mishnayot, not in the Bryce. Okay. So, that's not an answer. Okay? Now, so far so good? They thought a sulam shel aliyah is a machlokes, and therefore they were paskening like Beis Hillel. No, it's no machlokes at all. Okay?
But it says here they were talking about a sulam, a dovkot.
What?
A dovkot.
Who said? That's what the article says?
Yes.
Oh, Dov Chaletta, okay. Right. Okay, so it's fine. It doesn't fine.
No, it's a combination of both. Taking an Eric letter to a Dov code.
Right, right. No. So since Rabbi Yehuda said it's Osir, they deduced that the Tanakhama said it's a Machlokes, and therefore the whole like Beit Hillel. No! Rabbi Yehuda wasn't arguing on the Tanakhama, he was explaining it. Okay. Mimai, how do you know that that's true? Midiktoni, molichin es hasulam mishovach l'shovach. You can take a ladder, but what's Mimai? How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda was only explaining the Tanakhama? Midiktoni says, molichin es hasulam mishovach l'shovach. You can take a ladder from shovach l'shovach. V'yitzalka daitach besulam shal aliyah pligi. But if there are going to besulam shal aliyah, hai molichin es hasulam mishovach l'shovach, it should say, molichin et hasulam lishovach. You violate. Take a ladder to the shovach. Why? Because you're using the wrong ladder. It didn't say that. Ella lav hachi kamar shal shovach in shal aliyah lo. Right. The only thing about a shovach ladder, not an aliyah ladder. So what do you see from here? There is no machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. The idah. And what are the sons going to answer back? Mi katani sulam shel shovach. It doesn't say sulam of a shovach. Mi shovach l'shovach katani v'afil l'kama shovachin. You can take it from here, from there, from there. So that's how we held that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing. That's how we held. That's how we mastered it. We didn't realize. Okay? Good? That's the first version. Second version. Ikad di Amri. Amrulo. The children said like this, Hitui sulam shel aliyah bal liyadenu, right? What does hitui mean? Leaning?
Tilting,
right? Can I do that? From one shovach, right? I just want to lean the ladder. Amrulo, hitui sulam shel aliyah bal liyadenu v'hitrinuhu. This issue was about leaning a ladder from one to the other.
Okay.
Right. V'hitrinuhu, and we mastered it. Amalahem, tuva asu mashi taitim. Go aser what you matter.
In the same shovach?
What?
In the same
dovecote? Yeah. So now, in Husavar, they thought, the sons thought, Maidika aser tanakama shar rabdosa. Didn't rabdosa say, in opinion number three, didn't rabdosa say, Matehu mechalon lechalon? Did you allow to do it? Didn't rabdosa say that? That's why the brothers, that's why the sons had his mother. Dosa said, Mateo, where am I? In Rusavar, my Asar Tanakama, Kashar Rab Dosa. What the Tanakama asserted, Rab Dosa mattered.
Wait, what type of ladder is he talking about?
I don't think it makes a difference.
It does.
Okay. Velohi, not true. My Kashari Tanakama, what the Tanakama mattered, Kaasar Rab Dosa. Rab Dosa asserted. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the Hainu shall shovach laholich. The shovach, ka'asa rabdosa, fa'asa lamemar, holacha aser hatiya shari, ubishel aliyah lo airi klal. He's not talking about an aliyah ladder at all. He's only talking about a shovach ladder. So what they were arguing, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, we're also not talking about that. That's the kind of ladder it was, therefore it was a mistake to hold like rabdosa. Okay, that was quite hard. Then we said, Aval, now we're going to get into a question that's going to go on to the next two pages. The Mishnah said like this. Aval Mateo Mechalon L'Chalon. What does Bishamai say? Are you allowed to carry a ladder?
No.
Basil said, yeah. Who's more Machmer? Bishamai. Talk about the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta. Bishamai said you're allowed to eat Negon Yontif, and Basil said you're not allowed to.
Two different things.
What two different things? Bishamai over there said it's okay, and Basil said it's Muksa. So what do you see? Alma, what do you see? Gabi Simchas Yontif. Here it's a question of Simchas Yontif. I want to go get my eggs. I want to get my chickens. Beis Shammai is l'chumra, but Beis Hillel l'kula. Beis Shammai is l'chumra, and Beis Hillel is more mekel. V'ruminu. But we started off the Masechta. Forget the case of the egg. How about this one? The last case in the Mishnah. Hashochet chayev of b'yontif. Yishech the chayev of b'yontif. Beis Shammai omrim yachbar v'deka v'yachasek. Go get a shovel and do kisei adam. Beis Hillel omrim lo yishchei elokin hoya Allah ofer mukhim b'od yom. Once you have it prepared, what do you see? Kansas Simchas Yontif, Mishamish more Mekel. So how come Mishamish more Mekel over there and there's more Machim over here? And how come Beth Hill is more Machim over there and there's more Mekel over here? Why? Anyway, you can say it's different. We're going to say that in a minute. But that's not the answer. Amar Yochanan, Mukhulefet Hashita. Change the opinions. Where? Rashi says here, Tosfos says there. Okay? Change the opinions. In other words, here, Beit Shammai is the one who says you're allowed to, and Beit Hillel says you're not allowed to. Okay? Change the opinions here, says Rashi.
The Mishnah is wrong?
Yeah, it's a mistake. Because unless he wrote it backwards. That's all.
He made a mistake.
Mimai. Can I answer that? Dilma. Ad kan lo ka'amar Beit Shammai hasam. Why did Beit Shammai say it's mutter over there? Elahecha dekha dakar not. Because the shovel was there from before Yontif. So the earth was very soft. So what's the issue? Aval haicha deleka deker nods low. But if there wasn't deker nods, if there wasn't a shovel there, and we're afraid you're going to do ketisha, all these other malachas with the earth, it would never matter it. V'i nami, or akan lakana betil hacha, only over here betil's matter it. Why? Elam deshachavu machiachalav. Because the fact that you walk into the chicken, the dove coat, is mochiach, you're not fixing your roof. It's mochia. Aval hasam, lo. Over there, he'd never say such a thing. Over there, why should he allow kisi adam? Why? Right? Maybe you're going to be over a virus with getting the earth. Muksa, whatever, whatnot. So why should he allow it? Don't tell me. You only have to change the shitas. It's very simple. Over there is one issue. Oh, it's a totally different issue. Why do you have to change the sheet? Why does it have to stim? Why does it have to jive? Doesn't have to. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We're going to ask the same question like 6 times. We'll pick up tomorrow, right here, we're back to the question. The question is, why is it that Beit Shammai in one place Beit Shammai said one place said one thing, and in some place else, they said something else. We'll listen someplace else. Tomorrow we'll resume. Everyone have a very good day.